decides to make a gift to Earth of a new gospel. And in this gospel, Jesus really was a nobody and a pain in the neck to a lot of people with better connections than he had, so they lynched him. There couldn't possibly be any repercussions. He was a nobody, right?
I guess so.
And then, just before the nobody died, the heavens opened, and the voice of God came crashing down and told the people he was adopting the bum as his son, giving him all powers and privileges of the creator of the universe for eternity. And God told them, from this moment on, he will punish horribly anyone who torments a bum who has no connections.
That sounds like an interesting book.
Oh, yeah. If only he could write.
I'm sorry?
No, he deserves to be unpopular. His prose is awful. Only his ideas are any good.
Would you like a Milky Way, sir?
No, thanks.
So where does he live, this Trot guy?
Oh, nobody knows. I'm the only person who ever heard of him. Hey, I like your ring.
Thank you. Really got that diamond in the war.
Oh, well, that's the attractive thing about war. Absolutely everybody gets a little something.
And Billy traveled in time to the zoo on Tralfamador. He was 40 years old and on display in a geodesic dome. He was naked. Escape was out of the question. Billy was in an earthling habitat. Billy got off his lounger now, went into the bathroom, and took a leak. The crowd went wild. Then he did the exercises he had learned in the army. A zoo guide on a raised platform outside explained to the crowd what Billy was doing and why. The guide relayed questions from the crowd to Billy.
Are you happy here?
About as happy as I was on Earth.
What is the most valuable thing you have learned here on planet Tralfamador?
How the inhabitants here can live in peace. I'm from a planet that has been engaged in senseless slaughter since the beginning of time. I myself have seen the bodies of schoolgirls boiled alive by my own countrymen who were proud of fighting evil. This happened in a place called Dresden. Earthlings must be the terrors of the universe. If other planets aren't in danger from Earth, they soon will be. So, tell me the secret of living in peace, so I can take it back and save us all.
Your words are foolish. We know how the universe ends. We blow it up, experimenting with fuels for our flying saucers.
But if you know it, can't you prevent it?
No. The moment of destruction is structured that way.
So the idea of preventing war on Earth is foolish too?
Of course.
But it is peaceful here.
Today it is. On other days, we have wars as horrible as any you've ever seen or read about. We simply ignore them. We look at pleasant moments. Earthlings should learn this. Ignore the awful times. Concentrate on the good ones.
Later that night, Billy traveled back to his wedding night with Valencia Merbel. He was out of the veterans' hospital now and was all well. He was rich now. His father-in-law made him head of his Ilium office. He could expect to make $30,000 a year. The honeymoon was taking place in an Indian summer in Cape Ann, Massachusetts. Their room opened onto a balcony overlooking an oily harbor beyond.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was nice.
I'm so happy. I never thought anyone would marry me. I'm going to lose weight for you. I'm going to go on a diet to become beautiful for you.
I like you just the way you are.
Do you ever think about the war, Billy?
Sometimes.
I look at you sometimes and get a funny feeling that you're just full of secrets.
I'm not at all.
Not secrets, but things you don't want to talk about.
No.
I'm proud you were a soldier.